Uplifting Live Songs. You're with Josh and JoJo. And JoJo, there's so much I need to know in preparation for Thanksgiving.
Me too. Like how to cook a turkey? Because I surely don't know.
I mean, I've done it multiple times. Mm-hmm. And every time I always get super nervous because so much time goes into it that it could just, you know, if it goes the wrong way, Thanksgiving is ruined.
Yeah.
And therefore Christmas is ruined. And then nobody has a happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure on that one little bird.
Yes, there is.
So this morning we're going to get a little help with how to deal with that turkey from the turkey experts at Butterball. So we're going to call them up right now and we're going to see just what we need to know to have a perfect, flawless Thanksgiving turkey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dial 9 to get out. 1-6-3-0-9-5-5-3-0-0. Who's ringing?
Butterball Turkey, this is Janice.
Hi, Janice. My name is Josh. I'm here with JoJo, and we're from Life Songs Radio.
Hello.
And we were calling to get some tips about how to prepare our turkeys.
I think you are talking to Phyllis, so I'm going to transfer you, so hold on.
All right, thank you. And we're on hold, singing a hold song, singing a hold song. Everyone does this right. I'm not the weird one. Singing a hold song. Good thing I took the turkey out to defrost.
Good morning. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Are you our Butterball turkey talk line expert?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that little phone mishap there, but we are ready to go.
It's awesome. All right. You know, it just gave us a little extra time to thaw our turkey.
That's right.
Oh, there you see? Exactly. It's all in our plan.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of thawing a turkey, I guess that's my first question. With Thanksgiving this Thursday, does it need to be out of the freezer at this point?
Yes, it does. It takes about 1 day for every 4 pounds to thaw your turkey. So it certainly should be in the refrigerator starting to defrost. Keep it in that original wrapper. Put it breast side up in the bottom of your fridge on a tray or plate of some sort. And let it be. And check it Wednesday or so. If it's still frozen, you can also quickly thaw the turkey by soaking it in cold water. That's our quickest way.
Okay.
And what you're going to do, again, keep it in the original wrapper, put it breast side down in your sink, submerge it with cold water. You know, change that water every so often.
Do you circulate the water or just let it sit there?
You don't need to circulate. Nope, you can just let it sit there. If it's really frozen, though, you're going to want to change the water initially fairly often because that water is going to get so cold. It's going to be like a big ice cube.
Well, what if I want to brine it? Is that a part of the defrosting or?
Right. You do want to completely defrost it before you brine it. In fact, we recommend using a fresh turkey versus a frozen turkey to brine your turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And you will just brine it usually overnight in a combination of a water salt mixture.
Got it.
That's good to know.
How big of a turkey should I get? I've got a family of four and it's two kids, two adults. How much turkey are we going to eat?
We typically recommend about 1.5 pounds per person, and that gives some generous servings, but it also gives some great leftovers.
Awesome. Okay, so I don't need like a humongous turkey.
not if you're just serving a family of four.
Now, what are some precautions to take while preparing your Butterball turkey? Because I know there is fear of salmonella or maybe fear of not being cooked all the way. What do you suggest for that?
Use your meat thermometer. You know, there's no fear in cooking the turkey, but that meat thermometer tells you when your turkey is done. If you put it into the, if you have an oven-safe meat thermometer, put it into the thigh meat, that needs to reach 180. The breast needs to get to 170. And then if you stuff your turkey, make sure the center of that stuffing gets to 165.
Butterball has been in the Thanksgiving business for a long time. How many years has this holiday been the bread and butter stuffing for Butterball?
I know. Butterball's been around 60 years, and then the talk line itself has been here 35 years. And that's just it. It's all about celebrating tradition and Thanksgiving. And one way that Butterball is really celebrating this year is we're doing a throwback Thanksgiving theme, you know, take off kind of the throwback Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to butterball.com, you'll see some pictures and recipes that we've put on over the past 35 years, some of our favorites, so to speak. But we also want the listeners and the callers to go there, too, and submit some of their favorite throwback Thanksgiving photos. And it's been really fun to see so far what people have posted.
That idea.
All right.
It's been really cute.
So Wednesday night, people are in a panic. They're not sure exactly what to do with their turkey. What is the number that they should call?
Absolutely. They can call us here at 1-800-BUTTERBALL. We're here all week. We're here 12 hours on Thanksgiving Day, and we're actually here through December 24th.
Wow.
Awesome. You can also email us, live chat us, Facebook, Twitter. So whatever is the easiest way we can be reached.
Well, thank you very much. Our our Butterball Turkey Talk Line expert, Sue Smith. Thank you so much, Sue.
Oh, thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.